and welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, October 29th, 2020. Today in the news, a major inflation threat is looming on the horizon, according to Thorsten Pollitt, chief economist at DeGussa, reports Kitco. He says that instead of focusing on consumer inflation, investors need to pay more attention to the growing money supply and that this is going to cause general higher inflation for years to come. At the moment, inflation is impacting asset markets, but the increase in the quantity of money that's being printed will sooner or later show up in consumer prices. Well, the top is in for the U.S. stock market after an enormous bubble in technology stocks popped last month, according to Greenlight Capital founder David Einhorn, reports MarketWatch. Bubbles tend to topple under their own weight as all investors finally hop in, short sellers cover, and the last buyer has bought. Einhorn said that if the call is correct, investor sentiment will be shifting from greed to complacency. Virus cases are increasing as cooler weather arrives and Americans go indoors, reports Wall Street Journal. But the good news is that America is better prepared to handle another virus surge and progress toward a vaccine continues. Some of the increase is due to more testing, and the mortality rate has declined by 70% from March to August. And nearly a third of the so-called excess deaths in the U.S. this year have been attributed to causes other than COVID, including cardiovascular disease and uncontrolled diabetes. And lastly, the former vice president's vision of an all-powerful government goes far beyond massive spending and tax hikes, writes Nick Gillespie at Reason. By my calculation, there are at least 11 trillion reasons to worry about a Democratic presidential contender, Joe Biden. His campaign promises add up to a mind-blowing total of $11 trillion in new federal spending over the coming decade. That's bad news, not just for the economy, but for individual autonomy, free speech, school choice, and gun rights. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it today.